Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, mitzvah 159, the mitzvah of Tumas Shmona Shratzim, as we continue in Parsha Shmini with our discussions of various halachas of animals, eating animals, the issur of eating certain animals, as we've discussed in Hilchas Kashrus, and now we have the first mitzvah related to Tuma, as we will emphasize in the Sefer Chenach. But let's first, as we always do, read the Psukim. V'zelachem ha-tameh b'asheretz ha-shoretz al ha-aretz. Pasuk Chavtes tells us, these animals are tameh in terms of shratzim. This is more than just tameh, sometimes means not kosher. By Noach, it says the animals, the Torah and the tameh animals, there was no tum and tara. There it means kosher and non-kosher. But here it says, v'zid are tameh, this means actual tumah, avos ha-tumah. These, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Maseches Kelim, if one touches these, as we will learn, after it recently has died, so one becomes a Rishon, if somebody touches it, because it is an Av. So what are these? Cholet Achbar Tzavli Mineu, eight Shratzim are listed here. This is known as the Shmona Shratzim, the eight Shratzim. There's a parak in Masecha Shabbos about Shmona Shratzim and all the halachas that apply. And it lists off, Cholet Achbar Tzav, Anaka, Koach, Lita'a, Chomet, and Tinshames. What exactly are these? Is a good question. Scholars have tried to figure out exactly what these are. But the Sefer HaChinuch starts off, Mitzvahs Tumon Shmona Shratzim, Leo Shmona Shratzim Temeim Umitamim. The mitzvah is that these Shratzim are Tame and they cause others Tuma. Shine'emar V'zelachem HaTameh B'asheretz HaShoretz Al Ha'aretz HaCholev V'Achbor V'Atzav V'Chulu. What exactly is a Tzav? So today we call a Tzav a turtle in modern Hebrew. But many point out that it seems that that's probably not what the Torah is referring to here. Sometimes some Rishonim say Tzav means a crocodile. If you look in the Ibn Ezra by the Makav Tzfardeya, he talks about crocodiles. If you look in Shmir Shabbos, where is this going to be talking about in Shmir Shabbos? In the new Shmir Shabbos, Perachav Zion Os Mem Hei. The Shmir Shabbos there is talking about the malacha of trapping. We know the Mishnah says in Masecha Shabbos, that's what Shmona Shratzim is about, that Shmona Shratzim Amur Batorah, Mishnah and Daf Kuf Zayin, Hatzadon V'Hachovo Ben Chayiv. If somebody traps one of the Shmona Shratzim, that is Chayiv. Chayiv always means in Hilchos Shabbos, Isser D'Oraisa. The problem is, if somebody traps a turtle on Shabbos, is that an Isser D'Oraisa? The Shmir Shabbos, according to Shlomo Zalman, assumes no. And that's why the Tzav in the Torah, which is one of the Shratzim, must not be what we call Tzav, what we call a turtle. The Shmir Shabbos writes there, Ba'alei Chayim Ka'ela, She'ein B'minam Tzeda, Ba'alei Chayim, like those that they're not usually trapped. Dahaina, what does that mean? She'benokel efshel lakachta meidarkam levroach. Certain types of animals that it's very easy to trap them. They don't run away from you. They don't make it hard. Kigon ha'namala v'hatsav, like ants and turtles, lo shayach bohem isser tzeda. There's no isser d'oraisa of tzeda by these animals. Aval asur lakachta biyadayim mishum isser muksa. There's an isser muksa. There's judi not allowed to touch them because they're animals and animals are muksa on Shabbos. But there is no isser of tzeda. Why is there no isser of tzeda? So in the footnote, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman, Delo aser mi derabanan, and it's not even aser derabanan. Seida, why? Delo aser mi derabanan ela bavali chayim keela shebederechal shayeches bot seida. What is aser mi derabanan? If you have an animal that's shayach to the world of seida, but in this specific circumstance, it's not seida. Right? It's sleeping. It's sick. It can't move. Elashu chole mashenki benemala v'chadome shebenokel efshal akachta gam im darkal hischabei mikol makom ein zegeder shol tzeda v'lo rak b'bali chayim ha-metsuyim bein ha-noshim. And it doesn't only apply by animals that are common amongst people. Elafilu ke'ela she'ena metsuyim k'gon tzav im ein darkam levroach u'benokel efshal lechos b'hem mistaver d'rak mishum muksos l'tovsam v'lo mishum tzeda. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says, and that's why he says at the end of the footnote, "Umishem kach nireh de mistaver shegam tzav ha'amur b'Torah hu lo masha anu korim tzav shehariu holech ma'od la'at." Right, the tortoise and the hare. He's not known that it's not the animal that's picked for no reason. So that's what tzav is. Number one, so tzav is. The tzav on the list is probably not the tzav of what we hold. Interesting question, and that is if you look at these eight, there's one that we might have thought should be on the list that is not on the list, and that is a nachash, a snake. Rabbeinu Bachai asks, "V'ha'elu ha'tameim lachem, v'ha'nachashin b'chlolam." Why isn't a snake a sheretz? Usually we say shratzim, or means insects. They don't mean insects. These are animals larger than insects. So the chomet, the tinshamis, whatever these animals are. So ask the Rabbeinu Bachai, V'yishla tamua bazeh. Isn't the nachash the most tamei animal in symbolic nature that we could think of? V'yishla tamua bazeh. Ki roi haya bevadai. Sheyehe ha-nachash tamei umetamei. Shouldn't a nachash be the tamei animal? Ki u shoresh ha-tuma v'azuama. It's the shoresh of tuma. Ki adua min ha-nachash ha-kadmoni. We know that from the original sin. V'yemkein lama lo-echnisu ha-kasa b'chal shah-shrasim ha-tmeim. Why isn't the nachash a tamei animal? Remember, we had a discussion a few days ago. Why is a chasida non-kosher? Why is a racham non-kosher? But here says, why isn't the nachash on the list of shratzim tameim? Aval ha'inyan, two answers. One from the Rishonim and one from the Achronim. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, aval ha'inyan hu miklali darki ha'Torah. Add this to the list. I never knew this one until today. Add this to the list. It's the rule of the Torah of Durachea darki noam v'chol nisivoseh ha'shalom. The Torah's ways are sweet, and therefore the Torah did not want to say anachash was tame. Why? Shelo ratzta latame anachash b'magao she'im kain haya adam nimna milahargo kidei shelo yitma. A person might be scared and not want to kill the snake, though the snake is dangerous, because I'm going to become tame. I'm going to irrationally think that, oh, I'd rather not become Tamei. With the Jews, you saw Kedoshim Haim. We don't want to become Tamei, so we're so worried about the Ruchnius, we'll forget sometimes about the Gashmius. People who are so like, I can't eat on Yom Kippur. It's not kind of sufficient. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. I can't. So he'll have to be convinced. She'll have to be convinced to eat, because that's their mitzvah. So here too, if a Nachash was one of the Shmona Shratzim, people might withhold from killing them. Umizeh hiskir, and that's why if you look in the continuation of the psukim, the Torah alludes to the fact that no, that you have to, they're only usher to eat, but they are not usher to, they don't make you tummy. If you look later on, in Pasuk Membeis, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes all the way at the end of the parsha, an allusion. He says, Kol holech al gachon. He said that's referring to the nachash. V'holech al arba. That's referring to the scorpion. Ad kol mar beraglayim. That's the nadal, which is another animal that has poison. He kol asher zasheres al aretz. What does the Torah say? Lo sochlum ki sheketzim. Don't eat them. Doesn't make you tame. All it is not to eat them. Lo asar kima achila avol taras amaga mashen ki mishmonas ratzim. So this goes on the list, as we've mentioned in various contexts in the past, of halachas that are based on the principle of derechei adarchei noam. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara already says this, that we're trying to figure out exactly what is a hadas, so suggest one of the suggestions for what a hadas is. The Gemara says that can't be, because it has thorns. Every time you pick it up, you're going to get hurt. Derechei adarchei noam. A. Rishonim on the Daf Beis and Yevamos discuss this principle relating to the mitzvah of Yibam, some cases that you might have to wait a long time in order to do Yibam, the Torah might not make you wait so long because of Derechei Adarchei Noam. The Radvaz, we've mentioned, uses this principle in a tshuva, where he was asked, does somebody have to give their ear, if an Ana says to a Jew, let me cut off your ear or I'm going to kill Reuven. Does he have to let his ear be cut off? So the Radvaz goes through a lengthy tshuva saying, proving that he does not have to let his ear be cut off, that itself might be sakanas nefashas, and other reasons, that at the end he says this, derechei adarchei noam, it can't be, this is what the Torah wants you to do. Can't be. When it comes to your life, okay, so your life is no better than your friend's life, it's all equal. But when it comes to this, in that case, derechei adarchei noam. So this Rabbeinu Bachai, Baruch Hashem, goes on that list. The Arachayim HaKadosh also asked this question, without quoting Rabbeinu Bachai. The Arachayim asked this question on Pasuk Chavtes, and he has a different suggestion. He says, V'ulai. He says, V'yesh lach karzos, eich lo mana ha-kazav ha-nachosh, shu av ha-tumma l'chol tumas ha-shratzim b'domehem. V'ulai, she-tumas ha-nachosh hu b'nafsho, v'lo b'gufo. A nachash's tuma is a spiritual, it's in the nefesh, it's not in the guf. Ubimoso yisha'er haguf reikam mikol ka'afar aris. When the snake dies, it's totally empty. There's no tuma there because tuma is in the nefesh. It's eternally tamei. When an animal dies, a regular sheretz dies, its guf is tamei. So its guf has tuma, but whatever nefesh it has, as we've spoken in the past about a nefesh of a behema, whatever that is, so that's tahar. A nachash, His nefesh is tame. Ki ein tuma devuka begufa letzad she'ein bo v'lo klum. And therefore, halamadta ki anachash tumaso yoser mitumas hashratzim. The nachash is so tame, it's tuma that stays with him and goes to eternity up to shamayim. So that's why it's not in the tuma shratz and begufam, only in the nafsham. Okay, so that gets the ball rolling in terms of what is it sav and why nachash is not on the list. Mishar shi mitzvah. So the Chinuch talks about Mishar Shia Mitzvah. We could have a whole shiur on this this mimer that he has right now. Hakdama, let me give you an introduction. Lo yaspik kol ma sheish bodeya. Shelohaya adam me'olam sheisik ladas kol hachachma atzofa. There's nobody in the world that's ever understood every point of chachma infinitely. Shelis alin lo mimenu davar. Nobody's understood and reached the highest levels. Sharei afilo Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, chamishim sha'ari bina hein. There are 50 levels. V'kula nimsu l'Moshe chutz mi'echad. Moshe got 49. But even he didn't get the 50th. Shlomo HaMelech also writes in Koheles, Amarti ech kama v'hi rechoka mimeni. I said I will become wise, and it's distant from me, as we know. That's a reference to Paraduma. V'chein lo yisapek kol sheyish lo moach b'kad kado. Also, there will be no doubt for anyone who has a brain in their head. Ki Hashem shehu av ha-chachma. Hashem, God, umei ito nimseis, because of him we exist, bo nechleles kula. In him, in his existence, is everything. He is the ultimate. He knows. He is the ultimate of wisdom, says the Chinuch, because bo nichlelus, in him is everything. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, this might be what the Sefer Chinuch is referring to, that unlike people who, their chachma, we can learn something, and that chachma is not inherently part of who we are. No, we learn something. We might remember it, we might not remember it, it's not part of who we are. But the Rambam Nilchas Tshuva, Perkei Halacha Hei writes, Kfar Biyarno Beperk Sheni, Milchas Yisodi HaTorah, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Einu Yodeya Bideya Shehi Chutz Mimenu. God doesn't know something and the information is something separate from his essence. Kibinei Adam, like people, Shehein V'daitam Shnayim, like they and their wisdom are two. Elohu Yisparach Shmo V'daito Echad. He and his wisdom is one, and we can't understand that. Ve'ein daito shel adam yichol lahasik davar zel burya. We can't understand that. Ukeshem shein koch b'adam lahasik v'limso amitas habore. Just like we can't understand his own essence, kachin koch b'adam lahasik v'limso daito shel bore. We can't understand his essence or his knowledge because his knowledge is him. And that's why the Rambam answers, the context is there. You can't ask the question of how does God know beforehand if we still believe that we have Bechira Chavshis. That's the parak of Bechira Chavshis, Parakein, Nechus Shuvah. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Chinuch is referring to here. That God is wisdom. Ve'inshem safe gamkin ki av kol atovos li'isavet davres bir Yosef, rak l'tovasam l'toalsam. Continuing the Chinuch, and it's impossible, and it makes no sense to say that the source of goodness will do something that's not good. V'yalkein, and therefore, kasher nasig b'chachma seinu min ha-mitzvah. So that's why, this is all as an introduction right here, because this is the first mitzvah that has to do with Tumah and Tahara, something that is not based on logic of Olam Hazeh, of this world. So therefore the Chinuch has to say, when we come to a concept that we cannot understand, we have to realize, Nasig v'chachma seinu min ha-mitzvah sladasa to elas ha-magiyas lanu b'henis machmo. If we can ever figure out a reason for a mitzvah, we have to be sameach. V'kasher einanu machmasigim mehen b'chachma seinu ha-to'elas shalanu hehen. And if we ever cannot come up with the reasons, yesh lanu lachshav al kalpanim, ki bitaran ha-chachma al asher l'shem al kalbirya. We have to think that if we had more kalim, if we were able to understand more, we'd understand this mitzvah too. Because every mitzvah has a reason. V'fkar hodiyenu zachron l'vracha. Aye, so therefore, why don't we know every reason for every mitzvah? That's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that there were three reasons given, and the greatest of people, Shlomo HaMelech, was nichshal in them. Right, so Shlomo in his galah time, but nichshal in gadol ha'olam. Right, so therefore, reasons generally are not a good idea. If you look at the Rambam, I don't know why this Rambam is not more well known. It should be. We'll make it well known right now. But the Rambam at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's not really at the end per se, but it's mitzvah Shin Samachay. It's Lo Sasei 365. You know what Lo Sasei 365 is? That a melech can't have too much money. The last three at Lo Saseis. Can't have too many horses, too many wives, and too much money. So at the end of that mitzvah, the Rambam writes, Kfar exactly, the Chinuch got it from the Rambam. Ubavur shenodat tamam v'sibasam, higia ba'avura mehanataya mehadas. Because he knew the reasons, he went straight from the path. Mashikvar his parsi misipur shlomo ha-melech al v'ashalom. Im godel madrigaso biyadiyah ubachachma, v'heyoso yedid Hashem. He was so close to God, and afal pikein, he thought that it's not the mitzvah that's important, but it's the reason that's important. The chashav she'en ha'pu'ula hazos behechrich siva la'avera ha'hi, ma yeseichel ha'amon im chol shaso. If Shlomo HaMelech thought that, kavachomer, well, we would think, right? How many times do we hear, well, the reason doesn't apply anymore, so what are we doing it for? Right, but that's not the case. There is inherent reasons, there's inherent dinim, even dinim d'rabbanan, as the Vilna Gaon says in various places. So says the Rambam, Hine yechshavu behem v'yomer klumay ha'asar o'kach o'tziv ha'kach ha'al b'vnei kach, ani ayah nizar min ha'darva she'ba'avuro tziv ha'mitzah hazos. I'll be careful from the reason. V'oz yeh nifsad yosher hadas. V'lochein, that's why Hashem covered up the reasons. V'ein b'hem gam achas she'ein lahem tam v'ilu v'siba. Says the Rambam, there's not one mitzvah that doesn't have a good reason. We just don't understand it. Hashem had to be master. We might not feel that. We might not realize it, but they are misameach the lev. Shlomo HaMelech, though, he was the one that teaches us the lesson that we cannot focus on Tamei Mitzvahs as being the basis for our doing the mitzvah. I just saw recently from the Rav Pinchas Friedman, who's the Rosh Kolim in Bells, puts out the Shvilei Pinchas every week. So he had a beautiful piece on last week's Parsha where he suggests that the three Svarim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, and Koheles, are each parallel and a tikkun for each of the Averis that he violated. One is obvious. Obviously, Shir HaShirim is Keneged, V'Yayah B'lo Nashim. Right, he focused on the real love story between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says the others as well. Why would somebody be Mar B'Susim? Because they feel that, you know, unless I do my Ishtavlos, everything's in my control. More horses and more horses for my army. No, what does Shlomo HaMelech write in Mishlei? Ein Chachma ve'ein Tzfuna ve'ein Eitza l'neged Hashem, Sus Muchan l'yom Milchama v'lashem HaTeshua. Have your horses ready. Do your ishtavos. But Hashem has the teshua. That's Mishlei Perachaf Aleph. Mishlei is about the proper perspective to counter that Avera. Kadol liyar belo susim. And what about lo yar belo kesef? So that's Koheles. How many psukim in Koheles talk about? Oif kesef lo yispa kesef. Right, it's not enough. Right, they're not enough to, a person will never have enough. So that's the suggestion of the three Averis. But that's what the Chinuch writes here, based on that Rambam. Then he says in the next paragraph, so if this is the case, so then what am I writing my whole Sefer for? With Ta'amim, with Sharshei HaMitzvah. So he says, we have to do our best. The end of the next paragraph, he says, Ki yichsof lo hatzitz min hacharakim, lehisaneg bezoar mar'ehen. We yearn to be misaneg in the light of the mitzvah, so we try to do our best to figure it out. Ein roi lo seisola baze asham. Right, there's nothing guilty and wrong with trying to figure out Tamei HaMitzvahs. Ak levarcho laskir l'shvach. It's a good thing. One just has to make sure that their motivation and their reason for doing it is not purely based on that. And therefore, he says, when it comes to this mitzvah relating to Tum and Tara, obviously it's something that is beyond our chakira, beyond our understanding. We believe that it's something that's negative for us. Tuma is choli hanefesh, and therefore we have to do it. Okay, let's skip a little bit now, because we don't have time to go through the whole Akdama. Feel free to continue. Dini HaMitzvah, let's go down to some of the dinim of the mitzvah. Kagon, Mash'amr Zachrono Lavracha, Shmona Shratzim Einigram Avatuma. These eight Shratzim are Avos HaTuma. They're eight Avos. The first parak in Kalim lists off all the Avos HaTuma. Some Avos HaTuma are very strong, some are weaker. They all do something. So the Shmona Shratzim are Avatuma. How do they make you Tameh? Only B'maga. If I carry a sheretz without touching it, I am not Tameh. Only Shemit Klomer, Shemit Tamen Adav Akeinu B'Maga. This Avatuma can make a person or a Kli Tamei B'Maga. What's the other way? V'yema Kelim Shel Cheres, and as we know, earthenware Kelim do not become Tamei by touch, they become Tamei by Tuma being inside of them. Metamen Osan Mikivan Sheyikansa B'Tach Aviro, Kli Cheres is B'Tamei Mitocho. The Kutzker is quoted by many Sfarim as explaining this, because Cheres does not have inherent value. Every other material in the world has value to the material. Metal, silver, gold. Earthenware is dirt. Its only value is that it was shaped into a kli. Its usage has value, but the material does not. That's why the Kutzker says that a kli cheres is metame mitocho, not migabo like others. Fine. Next paragraph. Vashratzim einam tamei hashiyamusu. These shratzim only make you tamei if one comes in contact with them after they die. After they die, and the Gemara says, the Minchas Chinuch emphasizes this as well, that it's only while they're recently dead. When they are moist, they still have to be moist after death. Siyata Deshmaya was today's Daf Yomi. Today's Daf Yomi brought down that halacha that shratzim are only make you tamei if they are still moist. If they're all dried out, then they do not make you tamei anymore. That is the halacha of shratzim. After they die, avakol shar shratzim, but any other sheretz, nachash akra v'chayotzi bahem, enim etam and klal, as we said, there is no tuma when it comes to any other sheretz. The chinuch at the end, before we get to two or three points of the minchas chinuch, the chinuch at the end notes, umi shematame. Actually, go back. V'nohekes, bottom of the page. V'nohekes b'chol makom v'chol zvam v'zkarmen akevus. The mitzvah applies always to men and women. Le'inyin shekol shenindba b'shratzim nikra tamei. The halachas apply. Meaning the halachas, if I touch a sheretz today, I become tamei. And I can't get out of that tumah until I go to the mikvah. Mikol makom achshav, but there's not other real nafkaminas b'zman hazeh. But because today, she'en lana b'avorsena lo mikdash v'lo taris, en lana lemnosa b'cheshven mitzvahs hanoagos. It's not a mitzvah l'maisa because there's no nafkamina. But then, umisha metame, says the chinuch, umisha metame, this is a very important ha'ara. If somebody becomes tamei with a sheretz, do they do anything wrong? Ein alav chet bazeh. This mitzvah is not an is counted as an asay, but it's not a command. It's an inyan. It's rules. Ela she'inam rashay liga, but kachim hachiyitar. If you become tamei, you can't touch kachim. But just becoming tamei itself is not on a violation. You should try on a hashkafic level to stay away from tumah. But meikar adin, if you're not going to eat kachim, go to the mikdash, so then one does not have to be so careful. And that's what the Ramban argues with on the Rambam. If you look at in the Rambam, this mitzvah is mitzvah tzadik vav. If you look there, the Ramban argues on the Rambam, and he says, this should not be a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no avera. This is a halacha, but not every halacha is counted as one of the 613, and that's what the Chinuch mentions now. Because of how Ramban zechron and lavracha. She'ein lanu lachsho b'minyan ha-mitzvahs kol dini ha-tumas. You shouldn't count all the tumas in the mitzvahs. And the chinuch says, "Vadas bazen nota acharav." I think he makes a lot of sense, and he even compares it to baalei mum. Do you count all the tumas? The Rambam counts all the tumas as separate mitzvahs: tumas ochlin, tumas nevelos, tumas shratzim. It's all quoted as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says, "No, it's like all the different mumin. You don't count them separately. You got to be mechalik." The Megillas Esther and other defenders of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah say you got to be mechalik between different tumas and different mumin. But this is a very important machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this is itself is counted as a mitzvah or not. Two ha'aris from the Minchas Chinuch. Number one, in Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch notes what's the shir. Most shi'urim that we have in the world are kezayis. Isuri achila are kezayis. But when it comes to tuma sheretz, the minimum, what's the smallest amount of a sheretz? It is ka'adasha, the size of a lentil seed. Oz Gimel. Right, Oz Gimel, the size of a lentil seed, that's what the shir is. And he talks, the Minchas Chinuch says, it's based on a Lach Moshe Misinai or a drasha, but that is an important ha'ara. He says in the next paragraph, there is no chatzi shir when it comes to tumah. Pashtus. Right, chatzi shir, you could have, you ate something half, efshelus tarufe. But if you only have a half of a sheretz that touched you, half of an adasha of a sheretz that touched you, l'chora eno mitame klum. Finally, the last point I just wanted to mention is in Oz Tes. This is based on a Mishnah in Chulin later on. There was a certain type of animal, certain one of these shrutzim, that was half animal, half ground. It was attached to the ground. Sheret shechazi basar vechazi adama. So the Mishnah says there, if you touch the animal part of it, you're tameh. If you touch the ground part of it, you're tar. Wow. Was there ever such a thing? So you would think, oh, look at the Rambam. I'm sure he said something about it. So if you look at the Rambam on that Mishnah, the Rambam says, yadua, that there are such animals. I've heard of people who have mentioned these animals, and I've seen these animals. Let me just find the Rambam here. The Rambam says there, in Chulin, the end of Perek Tes, who the Mishnah says, Sheret, Shechetz Yubaz Vechetz Yubay Adama, Hanogia Bebasar Tamei, Ubadama Tar. Says the Rambam, Vehu Sipur, let me start from the beginning, says the Rambam, the hisavus ha'achbar dafkam in afar achi yimatzi miksaso basar miksaso tit v'hu misnoeya kulo. The achbar is created from the ground and it becomes an animal, but on the way it's half animal, half ground. Hu sipur mefursam ma'od ve'ein mispar larabim asher amru li shero oso. So many people have told me that they've seen it. Umitzias balchai kazeh hu davar mafli she'ein la das lo hezber klal. Many people have told me they've seen it, but I can't believe it, says the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't argue. He doesn't give a different shot to what this animal is against Chazal. But that is the Rambam. If you look elsewhere, and the Rambam can't get out of it because the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says, Chetzi Adama, Chetzi Behema. Where the Rambam has a chance to get out of it, he does. So for example, in the Mishnah Meseches Kilayim, the Mishnah at the end of Kilayim talks about the Adnei Hasadeh. The Adnei Hasadeh, well, you have to know, is it a Chai, is it a Behema for Yochas Kilay Behema, this week's parsha, Lo Sachros B'Shor Bachamar Yachtov. So you have to know what it is. So what's an Adnei Sada? Mishnah Kilayim, Perches Halachahei. So many say it's a type of animal, Chaya Gedola. It's a Chaya that its umbilical cord is connected to the ground. It's like on a chain. And it goes, it has a certain radius that it walks around. That's it. Ushmoy, we mentioned this in Parshas here a couple years ago from the Vilna Gaon, a thought about the Makas Arbe. Ushmoy Yadua, Vahu Yidonia, Kosuba Torah, Umachubar Betiburo, Baoso Chevel, Hayotim in Aretz. This is the Bartanura on that Mishnah. Vitsuraso, Tsuras Adam, Bepartsuf, it looks like a person, but it's connected to the ground. Vain Kobilia, Rashallah Karibalev, you can't go near it, else it's going to kill you. How did they used to kill it? They used to cut its cord to the ground, and then a few seconds later, it would die. That's the Bar Tzinur. If you look on the Rambam there gives a totally different shot what an Adnei Hasadeh is. Don't give me that. The Rambam there doesn't have to say it's connected to the ground. So he says there, it's about a Baal Chai that makes a lot of noise, but talks a lot. Adnei Hasadeh. But anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch though quotes this Mishnah later on from Chulin that talks about the halachas of Tumas Shratzim when it comes to that type of sheretz. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.